And then I've been busy this week as usual. We recorded But First on Monday night. And it was a full crowd, except we had everyone except for Big Fatty. Fatty messaged me in the afternoon, and I hope he's okay. I haven't listened to his show this week. But he messaged me and said, I'm not feeling well, or I'm feeling under the weather. I don't remember. Something like that. He said, so I'm not going to be able to attend But First tonight. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I hope you feel better. And that was it. I didn't hear any more from him. So I assume he's still alive. Hope you're doing okay, Fatty.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I hope he's okay. I haven't listened to his show this week.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3530. The BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 17th of August 2021, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and I'm going to open cards and gift ads. Big Fatty. Hello, Bout Timers. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, the rat is predicting the gully washers today, y'all. We've had a lot of rain Monday, and we're expecting more. When we had it on Sunday too, and more later today too. I say Tuesday, but y'all, one thing I want to mention before I forget, y'all, on my I have the what is it called? It's called the let me just look here. It's called the Dark Sky weather app, and y'all will love it. Just love it. And as at the very bottom of every day's forecast, it tells you the time of the sunset. And y'all, by next Monday, the sun will be setting before 8 p.m. Big Fatty!
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Y'all, today the 17th of August, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, actually, there's two today. Y'all, this first one, met him the first year we were out there in the Lost Wages. We were thinking we were going to be, that's when we did the little show from the closet. Up on the umpteenth floor. Yes, Big Fatty. And I think he only came that one year to Pride 48. I don't even know if he still listens to the new show, but y'all, he was very generous during his visit at Pride 48. And y'all, I just want to send out a big old birthday wish to Mola Man. Big Daddy, we love Mola Man. It's true. And y'all, then our other birthday, y'all, yeah. Heard him at the beginning of today's little show. yes, Big Fatty said he doesn't listen. Well, you know, what else is new? Anyway, y'all, by the way, y'all, have you heard, y'all, he has bought all this shit for his birthday to go into the media room that Mittens hates. Mittens hates the media room because it has the torture device chairs in there. And y'all, first of all, he doesn't drink that much, but he had to go buy some sort of fancy-pantsy cocktail machine. Then he had to have an on the ice maker because Daniel Bieber has one. And y'all, then he had to have a popcorn machine, and then he had to have a shelf to put the popcorn machine on, the ice maker on, because it wouldn't fit. And y'all, then he had to buy a shelf, and this seemed like this. Oh, and a refrigerator that he only wants to put fancy bottles in. Big Fatty, you don't even have to tell him who it is. Y'all, he is one of the co-founders of Pride Foodie. And by the way, I predict none of that shit will fit on the shelf the way he thinks it was. And y'all, then he had to buy some kind of decorative lighting. You know, it must be nice to be a 1%er, Big Fatty. But y'all, if you see old Crooked Hat or Mola Man on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they get a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday to you.
Music before we have all the excitement of opening the giftettes and cards. It's true, and maybe we even get some voice letters too. But just gonna quickly update you on my day, y'all. Veda wanted to record the little fatty cast on Sunday afternoon, but y'all, evidently his ceiling caved in or something, and so he was unable to do that. But anyway, y'all, I called up on some things on the TV machine, and then of course I watched like Big Brother, and y'all, it was the finale of the Love Island. And y'all, I'm not gonna spoil it, because I know there are many, many, many of you out there that are enjoying the Love Island. Y'all, evidently there's a Love Island over there in the up too. Dean Bonney, he talks about people, and I'm going, is he watching the same Love Island that I am? I don't know. But anyway, I was very pleased. And y'all, I predicted the order of who came in first, second, third, and fourth. I predicted it because, you know, if nothing, I am a connoisseur of the Love Island. And y'all, after that, I took my go-to-bed pills. Well, I kind of took them in the middle of Love Island. Y'all, I didn't stay up for the finale. I was tired. You know, Sunday was a travel day. And so I shut it off a little bit before 10 p.m. in the evening. I had taken my go-to-bed pills. I had me a shot of NyQuil because my throat was still a little scratchy. And y'all, I was out like a light. And y'all, I didn't wake up until about 20 minutes to 8 on Monday. Big Fatty, your Dilla Dalla, not a 7:40 a.m. scholar. It's true. But y'all, I got up and I had my coffee. Y'all, I had some shit on a shingle for my broth, because y'all, it was absolutely delicious. Y'all, the stufas has it in your grocer's freezer section, and so y'all, it's just lovely. Love it. I bet Guru Nudie loves the shit on a shingle. Yes, Big Mini or Carl Lagerfeld. And y'all, then after that, read the paper, started working on catching up on my Sudokus, but y'all, they were trying me. And but y'all, I headed out on my nipple walk. Y'all, we're back in the routine. Went out on the nipple walk, listened to the little shows, and then I did the big circle, came back. Y'all, by the way, I have shaved off the the chin strap bin. It was an experiment, and the experiment is now over. And y'all, I'm happy the experiment is now over. But anyway, after I got my share, y'all, then I hopped in Ruby Red. Y'all, I needed to go refill Ruby Red with the petroleum after the trip to the 269 a gallon. And y'all, then I went in to the Sam's Club. Y'all, I was looking for some more of those little bitty Coca-Colas, but they were out of them. And, but y'all, I picked up, y'all, I've decided that I'm having the loaded nachos again. They were such a hit. The last time I had them, we're going to have the loaded nachos again in a garden solid. And so I picked up a couple of bags of solid and the nacho chips and the Mexican cheese and the sour cream, and I needed to check and see how much ground beef I still had in the freezer, and I had 2 pounds, but so I'm going to pick up a little bit more at the Von's East on Wednesday. But anyway, and it seems like there were a few other things I got too. Oh, and then I went over to the Walmart, and y'all, I needed to replenish the beer. The beer cooler was empty, so I replenished that. Y'all got some more of those pepperoncinis, and y'all, they had something. Y'all hadn't seen it before. They got 3 different varieties of macaroni, of the Cheetos macaroni and cheese. You got the regular one that turns your fingers orange. You got the Flamin' Hot, and y'all, then they had one that was jalapeno cheese. It's in the green box. Y'all, I picked it up. I thought, well, you know, I'll give it a try, see what it's like. Y'all came back here to the villa, unpacked my provisions, and y'all, I've been watching some things on the TV machine, and y'all, it has, my mail came, got a few more cards in the mail, but y'all, we'll talk about that right now. Yes, Big Vinny! Now, y'all, I'm just going to start off with these packages because, you know, y'all, it's been painful not opening these packages. Now, y'all, I have pre-cut the tape on here because I didn't want to have to deal with any kind of skull wrapping. So, y'all, we're going to open this up and let's just see what we got here. It's a... all right. Let's just pull... Y'all, it's a box inside a box. Beh! Ready? And... ow, I can't get that out. Oh, gosh. Y'all, I think the skull shoved it in here. Y'all, I can't get that out. I have to shake it. I hope it isn't breakable. Y'all, I'm struggling. One moment, please. Okay, I'm back. I've untaped the other end of the box, so maybe I can just... push it out. Oh, I can't get that. Okay. Here we go. Oh, it just fell out now, y'all. Oh! Patty, what the hell is it? It's, well, y'all, there's no card. Y'all, it's a tushy. Patty, vulgar. It's the classic tushy classic 3.0, aka bum wash, aka butt kisser, aka hiney shiner, aka your new butt buddy. And the first bidet of the rest of your life. Stop wiping your butt. Big, please. That's vulgar. And y'all, I think that John Ong had one of these. And well, and several people have said that they have. I think the old gal has one that that she uses. Oh, Big Patty, that's, I'm sure that one's heavy duty. But y'all, oh look, oh let's see. No, there's no card in here or anything. But well, okay. Thank you, whoever sent that to Big Patty. Y'all, honest to goodness, I'm thrilled. I really am thrilled because Y'all, you know, who doesn't like a clean butt? Me, Fatty. But whoever sent that to me, thank you so much. Y'all, I'm going to put a picture. I'll put a picture of everything on the thing today. Y'all, let's see. We got something here from the lesbian delivery service. Let's just see who it's from here. It says, put it around young Nicholas so he won't give you a fright again, from the Beavers. All right. Well, let's just see what we got here from the Beavers. Y'all, it is, Betty, what is it? I can't really tell what it is. Betty, it's bear bells. Okay. Can you hear that? With magnetic silencer when required. Miss Beaver, thank you so much. I think having a bell on young Nicholas is not a bad idea. I think I've got the silencer on somehow. I'll have to figure it all out, y'all. But Miss Beaver, thank you so much for that. I've got bear bells and a tushy. And yo, we got a card here from Francie. From Francie, you know, she's the Ed McMahon of the Mr. Tim Kumal Show. Let's just see what Francie has sent to me. And, y'all, I'm big Freddy, there's shit going all over the floor. You know that Francie, big Freddy, there's some sort of googly. Oh, big Freddy, it's the googly eyes. Okay. Y'all, it's some old woman with googly eyes. The googly eyes popped off, but that's okay. I put them back on. And it says, Dear Big Fatty, did I poot? welcome to the I Hope That Was Just a Fart Years. Wishing you a very happy birthday. Have a big old piece of cake for me with love and a laugh. Francie, hug poodle and squeaky kitty. Oh, Big Daddy, we love Francie hugs. It's true. Y'all don't forget, by the way, that we've got the Tummy Tingles contest going on. Miss Bacon is going to give somebody a half a Benjamin, or maybe a whole Benjamin. And y'all, our final card today, and y'all, this is the last of the birthday cards that I've received. Y'all, it's from Princess Hannah, and let's just see what Princess Hannah is saying. Y'all, it's a picture of a man holding a frog, and it says, a guy your age found a frog in the woods. Kiss me, said the frog, and I will turn into a beautiful princess and do anything you want. The man picked up the frog, put it in his pocket, and hey, the frog yelled, I said I'll do anything you want. The man said, at my age, I'd rather have a talking frog. Betty, happy birthday. Hope you had a ruined exiting love, Princess Hannah and the boy genius. Well, Princess Hannah and boy genius, thank you so much for that. I really, really appreciate, and y'all have gotten, like I say, I've got the voice letters too, but we're obviously not going to get around to those today, y'all, because, you know, I've got to stop wiping my butt and start washing it with a tushy. So y'all, I'm gonna have to I'm going to have to hook up my tushy. Betty, that just sounds vulgar. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday, y'all. Hortensia. Hortensia is coming to Big Fatty today. So, y'all, the villa will be smelling as clean as my butt after the tushy. Big Fatty, I hope it smells cleaner than that. But anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old Crooked Hat. Oh, yo, by the way, I forgot. We recorded the Little Fatty Cast Monday afternoon, so go look for that. At the beginning of the little show, you heard old Cricket Hat, and Adam, what are you doing for your birthday?
I hope he's okay. I haven't listened to his show this week.
Oh, Big Fatty, you know he'll listen. That's how all those 1%ers are. They always want to hear their name spoken.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.